Welcome to the Corey Lee Show, where our focus is on building leaders and transforming culture. My name is Corey Lee, and in each episode, I aspire to ignite something on the inside of you that encourages you to grow yourself and to make an impact on the world around you. Welcome to the Corey Lee Show. Welcome back to the Corey Lee Show. I hope you guys have your seatbelts on. It's going to be a great, great episode. It's going to be a great conversation. I got a friend here with me, Brett Snodgrass. Actually, Brett and I met a couple of years ago. I was on his podcast. He allowed me to come on and get the opportunity to share there. But just to kind of give you guys an idea about Brett, he is a Christ follower, a family man, entrepreneur, businessman. He's been a real estate investor for over 15 years. He's the creator of the Indie Investor and the Iron Deep community. And Iron Deep is a unique men's community made of risk-taking, mission-minded male business leaders. I like that. Who vow to go beyond success to fulfillment, to fulfill their significant purpose in Christ. It's a band of business brothers who strive to root their identity in the Father's business and have everything else flow through that filter. I love that. And Brett, welcome to the Corey Lee Show.
Thanks, Corey Lee. Man, it's an honor. Yeah, I remember you being on the podcast a couple years ago, and I loved your heart, man. Love your heart, love your Southern drawl, and let's rock and roll.
I have to be honest with you, Brett, man. I try to cover that up, but it just doesn't work, so we just flow.
That's all right. Yeah, I like it. And yeah. It's very peaceful. So
that's awesome. Well, hey, Brett, you know, I could even tell a little bit more about your real estate investing, all that you do. But man, you're doing a lot of things. But what I love, I've been keeping up with you since we've been on the podcast together. You're not just doing things, but man, you are doing impactful things. I just absolutely love that. But I would love for you to share a little bit more about your journey. Those are the things you kind of doing now. Take us on that journey. How did you get to where you are today?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, thanks again, Corey Lee, for having me on the show. Brett Snodgrass here. And like you said, I'm a husband to Karen, father of four beautiful children, son of the King, Christ follower for 14 years now. I gave my life to Christ when I was 30. Entrepreneur, businessman. I've been flipping houses for about 17 years now. And it's been a ride. It's been awesome. So, you know, I can take you back. You know, I was grew up middle-class, parents were teachers. My 20s really were kind of horrendous. Did not follow Christ, did not follow anything except for Brett's selfish ways and kind of lived out that narcissistic life. You know, you read about the story that Nolan Banks and The Secret World Within, the book that we just put out. A lot of that, addictions, going through all those different things. And then finally ended up coming to Christ when I was 30 years old and been following him for 14 years now. And I just felt like this calling of the Lord to impact men's lives, because I've had men come alongside me, and mentor me, throughout my journey. So I've just been called to impact men's lives, and I've been in the business entrepreneurial community for 17 years now, especially real estate guys. And I just saw, again, some of the things that I was kind of facing. They're chasing, they're searching, they're trying to find fulfillment, they're trying to be rich and build wealth and have financial freedom. And then a lot of them are missing it. And some of their private lives are broken, and some of the inner turmoil and battle they never want to talk about. You know, exterior, they have it all together. Interior, they're dying. So I just felt like this calling to impact men in that particular community, which is a very difficult community because, again, on the outside, they have it all together. They don't take their masks off very easily. So to build that community, that environment, that's where Iron Deep was born, and that's been going for about a year now, and loving it, man. So there you go. That's it in a nutshell.
I like it, man. And we were just talking just before we even press record, how easy it is to just skim the surface and hit that superficial stuff. But man, like that real growth doesn't happen until you get into that deep inner work, as you're saying. I would be curious, Brett, has your definition of success shifted since coming to know Jesus? It sounds like, I don't know if the definition has shifted, but maybe the focus has shifted. But so I was just kind of curious hearing your story there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it definitely has. And it's even shifted till even today, because sometimes we're in this world, we're in this culture, and we're getting pulled with what the world says is good. And as a man, we have all these different voices coming at us, and it's extremely noisy, and we can become extremely distracted very easily. I mean, we all know that mental health is through the roof right now. We're all talking about it. Every book that I've had people ask me on my podcast is like about mental health, right? It's like, how do you get your emotions in check? How do you, the mental health, the stress, the anxiety, the depression, the suicidal thoughts, all that stuff. So we're just at this battle. We're just at this war. And, you know, my definition of success when I was 27 was, hey, I just want to make so much money and I want to live this upgraded life. And I want to drive this certain vehicle and live in this certain place and travel to these certain locations so I can feel good, I guess, at the end of it all. And yes, the perspective has changed. I love building. I love creating, just like you, Corey. I love pouring into people. I love doing podcasts. I love, you know, writing and building a business. And I love doing all that stuff. So I think that's the way I was designed. But the perspective is, it's just, it's not about money. Like, I don't think about money, honestly, that much. But I do know that it's all His. It's all God's. And now it's like, man, whatever I get, it's just all going back. It's just all going for kingdom. It's all going for impact. I hope my last check bounces. I don't care. It's just, so now it's just like, it's just all His anyways. It's totally surrendered. And that's just how I live. So if I make it, great. If I don't, man, it's just, it's all the same. So anyways, that's a little bit of the perspective. So
shift, I love that. Yeah, I love that, because it's like, you know, when you're saying that, a verse of scripture popped into my mind is more of the Passion Translation. It talks about, why do you wake up so early and stay up so late for fear of not having enough, when the, you know, God can provide for His lovers even while they sleep. It's like, man,
even while they sleep. And I was reading a verse today in Proverbs. It said, you know, don't wear yourself out trying to get rich. And how many of us are so tired trying to get rich? I mean, it's exhausting. It can be. And but when the Lord's on your side and the power, again, it's all His. If it's success, significance, it's just all about impact. Another thing that I've been really focusing in on that's really shifted my perspective is, and this is very recently, so Iron Deep was really, it's about iron sharpening iron and then just going deep, deep with the Father and deep with other men, right? Of like-minded men. But we're a culture and a world that loves to go wide. We want so many people to like us, to follow us, to read our book, to buy this, to get on the stage, to speak in front of 2,000 people, to have, you know, hundreds of thousands of followers on podcasts, listens, whatever it looks like. We're so wide and we never can go deep with anybody. So like, my focus has been like, man, I just want to go deep with a few individuals. What if I just said, hey, you know, I wrote the book, great, but what if I could go deep with a few individuals and impact just a few people? And I think that's biblical. I think it's what Christ did, obviously, and He impacted, you know, the greatest story in the human history. So anyways, that's just a little bit of the nutshell of perspective shifts, even recently. So
yeah, I love that, man. And you get an opportunity to work with a lot of men. And I would just be curious, what are some of the things that you are seeing that, do you see some common things that men typically struggle with? Anything you see, some commonalities?
Yeah. Number one, I think that men are extremely lonely, especially business guys, we're kind of on this island. We're in complete transactional mode, trying to build and transactions and sell and lead a team, and no one really knows us. And again, wearing the mask. So we're just extremely lonely. We can't really be ourselves anywhere. And everyone's looking to us for answers all the time. So very lonely. Men are looking for just, you know, connection. They're looking for brotherhood and friendship. So that's one thing. You know, the book Secret War Within, men are numbing themselves out with stuff. And this isn't anything new. But, you know, and I can go to whatever, but men numb themselves out. We talked about pornography. Mm-hmm. I was just on another podcast. You know, there's a book written that says, you know, 70% of church going men are watch pornography on a regular basis. So like, these are secrets that men, like, how many men do you ever go up to and says, yeah, I just watched pornography last night?
Yeah.
Haven't met too many that do that, right? So like, that's a secret that 70% of church going men are holding in, like that they can't let out. So addictions, you know, they'll get a drink, they'll get a woman, they'll go to work. So they're just trying to numb themselves out. And I just don't think they want to face reality of just honest with themselves. So one of our core values at Iron Deep is just getting honest. How do we get honest with God? How do we get honest with ourselves? How do we get honest with other people? Let's just let it out. Come as you are. We're going to love you. He's going to love you no matter what. But just lay it out. Like, you know, there's nothing really to hide. And so we kind of start with that. And I lead that way. Those are a couple of things. Shame, guilt. Men are carrying shame. They're carrying guilt from past brokenness. They carry that heavy and they never talk about that. They fear failure so much, you know, and they all feel like a failure. So like they feel like they're failing as a dad. They're failing as a husband. They can't make money. Like they can't support, like all these different things. And it's just a weight on their shoulders. And so they fear all that. They hold all that in. Those are some of the things that I've just seen men bring in. So,
yeah, man, you're talking about the fear of failure right there. Me and the kids, we were watching this show on Netflix the other day. It was the World Cup. They were talking about the World Cup. It was just following the captains of World Cup. And something really powerful, the Croatian captain of the soccer team came up to the goalie and he said, "Man, I got to tell you something. And I got to tell you something. And I'm only going to tell you this because I care about you. It's only because I love you that I'm telling you what I'm about to say." And he said, "You're one of the best goalies there is. But man, I'm not seeing any growth in you. You kind of stagnant. You're staying where you're at." And the goalie, he wasn't too offended, but he did start to defend himself. He's like, "Well, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody kind of messes up and fails sometimes." And the guy said something I thought was so powerful going into your point. He said, but I don't think you get what I'm trying to say. I think you're afraid to make mistakes. You have such fear of failure that you're afraid to push the boundaries to see how far you can go and how good you can be. And that timidity is kind of holding you back. And I just thought that was so profound, you know, and having that fear of failure, how can hold us back, man? That's good.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's just, it kind of reminded me of, you know, you think of these young entrepreneurs and we're ruthless. We got nothing to lose. Let's just roll the dice. Let's go. Right. And then we get to a certain point. We've made money now. We have money. We're successful. And it's like, now we get afraid to lose it. Remind me, this is kind of funny, but actually reminded me of one of the Rocky movies. And if you remember the Rocky movies, I think it was like Rocky 3 or 4. And he had won champion. And then he was going through a lot of different stuff because he was afraid to lose what he had. And I think a lot of men, we go through that. We're afraid to, you know, roll the dice anymore. And I think one of the biggest regrets that men have is just not taking those risks. So I just encourage men, lay it out there, take the risk. And a lot of the stuff that I've done, it's very uncomfortable writing that book. I mean, that's probably one of the most uncomfortable things that I've done, just because in my thoughts, I worried for 8 months, 9 months, 10 months, what are people going to think? What are people going to think when they read this? What's my mother-in-law going to think when she reads this book? But that's okay. Let's take the risk. Let's roll the dice. And I think, you know, it pays off. If it impacts just one person, it's just totally worth it. So.
Yeah. So I want to talk about the book a little bit. I got it right here with me, The Secret War Within. And I like the way, man, it's just so well written. It really is. I'm not just saying that because you're on a podcast and trying to pump you up, but it's an allegory. I want to read something from the very back of it. And then I want to jump into something in the first two chapters there. And this is what it says on the back: in a brutally honest and introspective look into the hidden recesses of a man's heart, what you do is you reveal the perils of self-destruction while offering a hopeful path to redemption, portraying unforgettable characters as metaphors of the Trinity in the expedition into the human soul. And really, you talk about the regenerative power of God. And you kind of set it up with this allegory of this gentleman. And this man, he's at work, and it's time to go home, but he decides to stay there, and there's nobody there. And this is what he does. It says that he needs to release a lot of pressure. And so you're writing this, right? And you're thinking, yeah. I'm just, now that you say that, your mother-in-law, oh man, what if she reads this, right? and so he closes the blinds. He returns to his MacBook, where he quickly pulled up the secret chambers of his desktop, which were filled with pornographic sites filled with women who would say yes and never reject him. He knew what he was doing wasn't right, but at least he wasn't really cheating on his wife. At least he wasn't cheating, right? It's not a big deal. Lots of guys do this. And then at the last paragraph, it says, I need this to help me chill out, and I'm a better leader when I don't feel so stressed. And when I read that, I think about, and I've talked to a lot of men and women, honestly, who justify pornography for these reasons, right? Well, I need to release some things. Everybody else does it. But man, it is a snare. It is a trap. And I would just be curious to hear, what have you kind of seen to help people break free of that? Because man, that is a big time stronghold in a lot of people's lives. I was just curious if you've seen anything.
Yeah. I mean, I think it just all boils down to just becoming aware that it is a secret chamber. It's a secret trap. It's the adulteress. It's a very sly way to get into a man's heart. Very destructive. We did a podcast the other day about sex, and I talked about, like, sex is like a fire. Like, it can be the most beautiful thing, the most God-designed thing, that God designed sex, and it could be the most beautiful thing, most intimate thing between a man and a woman within the context, the way he created it within marriage, or it could be the most destructive thing in the entire world that could take a man down, snare him, break his family, his marriage, his kids, his relationships. Totally destroy his life. Yeah. And it's the same thing. And that's what pornography does. I mean, it is a destructive snare, a trap, a lie. And you know, the way we wrote the book is most men, it's almost like it's an insecurity issue. It's because they don't want to face rejection. Yeah. Like, let's say they're married. They don't want to put in the effort to possibly be rejected. They're very selfish at that particular moment. So they want what they want, and they want it right now, and they don't want to get rejected. So they're going to go to a place that they don't feel rejected. And it's destructive, and it builds distance. I mean, just the power of Christ in it. Seek first the kingdom of God. I mean, that's the only thing. Be filled with the Spirit. When you're filled with the Spirit and you're going to that and you have peace and joy, you don't need the numbness of pornography. You don't need the escape, because you're in reality, and reality's good. Like, the Spirit of God is good. He's a good Father. And when you're in that, you don't need it. So my comment is, go spend time with the Father. Seek him first. Seek him. He will be found. Like, knock at his door. He will answer. Like, you have to do that. That will release you from the bondage. I don't know any other way. I mean, you can try the different tricks and tips and, but that's the way. And then getting around other brothers that think the same thing and say, let's go, let's do it. Let's be pure men of God.
Yeah, man, I love that, man. And I don't know if I've even shared this on a podcast. Obviously I've talked with my wife and the other men, but I don't know if I've shared it on the podcast. So definitely something you mentioned, 70% of even church going people, men, struggle with that. And for me, it was definitely something that I had struggled with, but in the culture I was in, kind of like where you wrote it, well, that's what everybody does. What, you know, you don't do that. What is that? Right. And so, I found myself in the cycle, and I love what you said. I think it definitely starts with and continues by sitting in the presence of the Lord, because he begins to change those taste buds. Right. He begins to change that. But the reason I'm sharing this is I remember one day I was on one of those sites several years ago. And as I was watching this stuff, the Lord popped into, he spoke to me as I'm watching this, right? He said, "You see that lady right there?" He said, "That young lady right there, you'll never see her through the eyes that I see her, through the eyes that you're looking. Through the eyes of lust, you'll never look upon her through the eyes of love." Like if you saw her out and about, you would never look through her, look at her through the lens of love. You'd only see her through the lens of lust. And what he was trying to show to me, and over, man, just by his grace, he started showing me that people are not objects. And then when I look at people like that, I'm looking at them as objects instead of people of value who he desires a relationship with. And so, man, he started breaking me of that. But it starts, I think, exactly what you said of spending time in the presence.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I hope you are enjoying this episode of The Corey Lee Show. Y'all, I am on a mission to build leaders and to transform culture. So if you're looking for a speaker who speaks directly to the heart, a mentor to come alongside you and your team, or if you're in a position where you're looking for a personal coach who embraces where you are and also believes in who you could become, then I would be honored to walk this path with you. Simply reach out to me on my email at Corey@CoreyLeeLeadership.com. Look, let's make your vision a reality. Contact me and together we'll navigate the path from aspiration to achievement. Your transformation, it starts now.
And I think you're said exactly right. I mean, one of the things that I try to do when you're spending time with in the Father's presence, maybe you will see through his eyes how he sees certain people. And when you do, if you can do that, just changes the game. I mean, you see people for who they, for humans, for they, and it just changes the game for it all. You don't see them as objects anymore. I love what you said about the taste buds though. It's kind of like, you know, you got to break the habits. Like if I'm eating donuts every day, I mean, I'm craving donuts, like, you know, like I'm just craving donuts. I'm craving sugar. I'm all that. Same thing with pornography. If you're watching it and you can starve it. And then, but if I start eating healthy, if I start living healthy and I start eating healthy, what do I crave? I crave healthy relationships. I crave a healthiness. Yeah. So you start off doing something, I guess, spending time, talking about it. Maybe, I think maybe start there. You're just getting honest and talking about it, I think, is maybe a good start.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I'll move on from that because here in just a second, but what you said right there was really what broke me from that. So in that journey, I remember praying one morning and he's like, you got to confess it. And I was like, oh no, anything but that. Right. Like, can't I just confess it to you? Cause I've done that. And can't you just wave your magic wand and forget about it? And this is what he said to me, Brett. He said, oh, I have, but you haven't. You're still like hanging on to some of that guilt and resentment and it's affecting areas of your life. And if you want that going, you got to confess it. And I think that's the power of what you provide there, and that in your Iron Deep, there is a place where people having a place where you can a safe space. You ain't going to be judged, right? But you can share that kind of stuff. You can confess, which provides healing. So
Amen. Amen. Yeah. There's such a power with the confession. I mean, obviously the Bible talks about confessing, repenting, such a power, just kind of developing that space to be able to talk freely about it. Like, you know, our space is like, I'm really struggling with porn, for example, you know, and, you just don't hear that, out. Right. But it's more just a conversation. Like it's, you know, anyways, that's just, thank you so much for bringing it up though.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And one other thing I wanted to ask you about in your book, because, man, as I was reading, you know, when you've experienced something that you kind of regret, it kind of hits you in the gut and you're like, oh, you feel a little crunchy about it. You're writing about this gentleman who's got kids, and he kind of yells at his daughter because she's interrupting his football game. He's trying to do something and she's trying to get his attention. And it hit me, I've become aware of this now, but pretty much all the times that I have gotten really upset at my kids, it was out of my own desire. I wanted something and they were interrupting the thing I wanted. It was a selfish something. And I was just curious, when you were writing that, were you kind of thinking along those lines, or what were you thinking when you wrote some of that?
Yeah. Yeah, same thing. I mean, most of the times when I get upset at my kids, if I yell at my kids, or it's just some sort of selfish desire, I'm daddy's working, or daddy's watching, or daddy's doesn't want to deal with you. Right? You're annoying me because you're interrupting daddy's selfish distraction. So it's one of those things. This is God created us to be fathers. If he's blessed you with a child, hey, let's go. Let's do that. Let's lead well. And we're not going to be perfect at it, but and I'm definitely not perfect at it, but the kids just want you. I mean, they just want you. They don't want anything big. They don't want your gifts. They don't want all your money. They just want you. They just want your presence. The father's voice is so powerful in the family. Another statistic, don't quote me on the exact statistics, but it says, if the man comes to Christ, 75 to 80% of the time, the other family has a great chance to come to Christ versus the woman. So even if you think that the kids aren't listening, your voice is so powerful. And your yells are not powerful. So it's this comes from my own life, right? I mean, these things come from my own life, my own regrets. We're like, kids just wanted me to chase them around. They just want to be with me. They just want to sit on my lap. They want to shut my computer because they just want to be there. Just like the father wants to be with you. So this is a lot of this. People say, hey, Brad, I didn't know you did this or did that in the book. The book is I'd say 70% of my stuff. 30%, I went a couple of different directions, but definitely piece of my life in there for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. So, Brett, somebody's listening. Man, I want that kind of community that sounds cool and those kind of things. If somebody was interested in the IND, what could they expect? What does that look like to be a part of a group like that?
Yeah, we're a very young organization. I mean, we're not, I haven't been around for several years. So we've had a few events called the Men's Awakening. The very first place to start is going iron deep, filling out an application. And I'll just chat with you. Just say, hey, where you at? How can I help you? Maybe it's with iron deep. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's with Corey Lee. Maybe it's with another organization in your community. Maybe it's your church. I don't know. But if we get to the next step, I would just invite you to a 3-day intensive Men's Awakening. And basically that's about 25 to 30 business leader men. So typically, the like-mindedness is business leader, or business owner, Christian men. And we come together and we do an event, and the event is a program around sharpening each other, growing deep together. We do a lot of variety. So it's not like you're going to come to a conference and listen to a bunch of speakers. We typically do these in a home. So this is not a conference. This is not a hotel room. This is typically in the mountains somewhere in a log cabin. We all sleep under one roof. And the design with all that is to just develop depth, to develop intimacy. When's the last time you maybe slept in the same room with another guy? It could have been college days. So this, again, it's just designed for that togetherness. So typically we're out in nature, God's creation, God's wonder, with each other, sleeping under one roof, going through a program and building your relationship with God and each other. And that's kind of the expectations from that. From there, we're starting to develop, for the first time this year, smaller groups, guys really wanting to dig in and do life together. And that's in the process right now. So application, Men's Awakening, and then we can talk more about small groups. So
Oh, that's awesome. So basically you get thrown in with a bunch of other guys who are ready to go deep and grow as well. And
yep.
I like how you started off our conversation of one of the biggest issues is isolation. Basically, we feel alone. And remember when we opened up our first business, that's kind of what I felt like. I didn't have anybody that I knew that could relate to some of the stuff that I was talking about, right? Or whatever. And you intentionally creating a group of like-minded men who want to grow and
Yeah.
do this thing. And I love
Yeah.
that. Yeah.
Yeah. And business is obviously one piece of it. Typically, we got three areas that we really dig into. And that obviously it first starts with seeking the first kingdom of God. The second is really just our family and our deep relationships. And then the third one is business. So those three areas we dig into. We're not going to, you know, you're not going to find us out there taking probably ice baths, stuff like that. Like some of our organizations do. That's just, you know, nothing wrong with that. That's just not how we do it. But those are the three areas we dig deep into.
I like that. No fluff, no frill. Let's go, right? Okay.
That's right.
That's awesome. Hey, Bray, you've talked a good bit about kind of spending time in the presence of the Father. And man, I just absolutely love that. I would be curious to hear, what does that look like for you? That you care to share your personal kind of journey with that and what that looks like for you?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'll tell you, you know, when I'm really just in the spirit, my daily habits are really just first thing in the morning. I wake up, I crave to be with him. You know, I typically first one up, I got a couple of tea lights around. I open up my Bible. I open up my journal, kind of read through maybe what happened yesterday. I pray through what he wants to show me today. And then I pray and sometimes I'm just listening. I'm reading. I'm just seeing, you know, what he wants to speak into my heart today. And man, I just say, you know, and sometimes I'm just waiting. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I just, you know, I'm waiting for the Spirit to move. I'm waiting for him to show me something in his word that I need to hear. And I write it down. And I pray it down. I, you know, journaling's pretty big, huge for me. That's kind of what it looks like. You know, I worship. And it doesn't happen in the morning too. Sometimes it happens throughout the day, but it usually starts there. But then my daughter might come down. Like this morning I had Bible open. I'm reading through. My daughter comes down and sits on my lap. And we're just together, right? And then now I can look at her like God looks at her. I can look at her like Christ looks at her, because I just spend time with him and I see her and I look into her eyes and I'm like, man, just what a miracle child you are. I don't say that all the time. That's just the way I feel about it. And instead of her coming down and interrupting daddy's time and being annoying, like I just talked about, right?
Yeah.
So that's what it looks like for me. But sometimes I'll pause throughout the day. I'll pray, like after this podcast, I'll probably just spend some time, because this is an amazing conversation. I'm like, you know, thank you so much for Corey and just the opportunity and just living in that commune with the Father, never ceasing, right? It's not like I spend time over here, spend time over there. It's just, how can we live that out, with whatever we're doing? So that's what it kind of looks like for me. But then, again, Iron Deep will go out in nature. We try to look and see what Christ did. He went out to the mountains. He spent time with the Father there. He spent time with other brothers. So I always tell people, just whatever Christ did, whatever Jesus did, just do that. So
don't overcomplicate it, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I came across this old school book. It's by Brother Lawrence, and it's talking about practicing the presence. I don't know if you've heard of that. It's an old, old book, Practicing the Presence. And he was this old, old monk. And he talked about, he just basically what you said, I practice the presence in everything that I do. When I wash dishes, he said, I envision doing it for the Lord. And so instead of just going out all the time, it's just trying to focus on him and doing everything that I do with excellence. That's an interesting concept too. So,
yeah. And, yeah, man, I mean, what a life, what a life to live that out. And I am not perfect by any means with it all. And I go through my weeks and weeks in, weeks out, and I go through my pity party sometimes, but man, what a life I can go through it. Just a day of just spending time with the Father, just being in the Spirit and having the fruits of the Spirit. You talk about the fruits of the Spirit, joy, peace, love, self-control, like all that stuff. It's just like, man, what a life. And the cool thing is circumstances don't matter at that point. Like I could have a house catch on fire and it doesn't matter that much anymore when you're in that, when you're in the Spirit. So,
yeah, man, it's such a freeing thing, right? It's such a freeing thing. I love it. Well, Brett, and you've added a ton of value today. And I know you've already talked about it, how people could reach out to you for Iron Deep, but if people want to connect with you, or if they want to, you know, find out more about the book, what is the best way to kind of stay connected to you and what you're doing, Brett?
Yeah, no, thank you so much, Corey, for having me on the podcast today. Appreciate it. Number one, check out irondeep.com. That's iron deepdeep.com. My email is brett@irondeep.com. The book's on there, the podcast is on there, our retreats and events are on there. Just check us out. You know, it's always worth a conversation if you are interested in checking it out. We're all here for a singular purpose though. So like, if I know organizations know better than anybody else's, it's just maybe a fit for some people and it's not for others. So yeah, that's the best way to check us out there.
Yeah. Love that, man. Appreciate that. Highly recommend the book, early on in it myself, but, I'm having a hard time. I think I told you before we started, I'm having a hard time putting it down too. and it's really good, really well written, enjoying that. And so, guys, Brett, I appreciate you coming on, man. And, I know you have added a ton of value, and if Brett has, make sure to connect with him. Make sure you can comment something below if there's something that he said that stood out to you. We'll pass that along to him, but make sure to check him out. We'll have the links in the show notes below, but we appreciate you guys. Hope you have an awesome day, and God bless. 3, 2, 1. Okay. Thanks for joining me today. I hope I have added value to you. And if you have found value in this episode, let me know. Drop a comment and make sure you share with a friend or family member. See you next episode.